to change your life, you need to ask yourself a new question whenever you're about to get upset with any person in any relationship. And the question is this: what else could this mean? What else could this mean? It'll change your life if you ask it. Because what happens is when you're upset because, not because of what someone did, not because of what they said, but because of the meaning you've attached to it. You say, well, they said this, therefore it means that. So you got to ask yourself, what else could this mean? And you got to make yourself come up with as many positive meanings as you come up with negative. Let's say, for example, someone promised to do something and then they don't show up. And you go berserk. I can't believe this. They don't care. Look at this. They left me stranded. Once again, you know, every time I go to count on, they're not there. Now, you've come up with three or four negative meanings. That they're not there because they don't care, because they always do this, because they're irresponsible. Now, when you start stacking negative meanings, you're going to go into a state that will make being in relationship with you an adventure, right? Something that will be quite difficult. In fact, in this state, how will you treat this person you're in a relationship with? You'll probably treat them in a way that will make them not want to be in relationship with you. If not leaving the relationship permanently, in the moment, they're not going to want to relate to you. And so you'll lose the juice. Does this make sense? So instead, what you got to be able to do is come to that relationship with an open new set of possibilities. Because the truth is, most people, when they screw up, would beat themselves up more than you beat them up anyway. So why beat them up and push them away? You're supposed to be their lover, their friend, their manager, their associate, their partner, their mentor, their father, their mother, their son, their daughter, whatever relationship you have. Why not cultivate them? That doesn't mean you have to accept bad behavior, but the way you do it is you don't assume ever that the person has done something deliberately to harm you. When people do things, it's rarely, if ever, about you. Usually you're not that significant. They're trying to meet their own needs. They're trying to deal with their own fears, their own frustrations. You just happen to get in the way. And that's true for you and I as much as anybody else. So you got to remember, it's not about you most of the time. Even if someone's upset, they're usually upset about something from their past. They're upset about something they feel frustrated about internally. And if they're frustrated with you, it's only because they have the illusion that you're preventing them from being able to experience something they need, some certainty or some significance or some love or something they think they need. So get real and know that it's not about you. And then ask yourself, what else could this mean? Well, maybe they're not here, and you got to come up with powering meanings, not more negatives. Like, well, it could mean that they're really a jerk. No, that's not the way you do it. You say, what else could this mean? Well, maybe they've been in a car accident. Maybe there's something else that's happening that's critical to the quality of their life. Maybe they're actually doing something for me. Maybe I didn't make it absolutely clear that I need them to be here this minute. Maybe I overloaded them with too many requests. If you come up with enough other meanings that are empowering, you'll finally get yourself into balance. And when you do communicate, two things will happen. One, you'll be elegant. You won't assume the worst, which really hurts people. When you assume the worst, even if you're right, you injure people in relationship. And when you injure a person you're in relationship with, you injure yourself. Because you injure the relationship, and that's something you share together. It's like so many people in a relationship, things aren't going well, and the first thing they do, what do? They attack. Now, the problem is you're attacking your teammate. You're attacking your shipmate. We're on this spaceship called Earth together, and half the people are trying to blow up half of their own ship. It doesn't work. Relationship is about unity. It's about how do we help each other move next level, not how do we punish each other. The biggest challenge you'll find in relationships is people would rather be right than be in love. And you've got to ask yourself, what else could this mean? You know, do I want to be right? Do I want to be in love? Do I want to learn? Do I care about this person? Let me focus. So I've kind of gone off on this tangent, but I'll tell you why. Because if you want great relationships, you've got to become a master of meaning, and you've got to find empowering meanings. In fact, even if you're wrong and you assume the best from people, they're going to appreciate that. And pretty soon, that expectation becomes something they want to meet. Rarely do people respond from negative reinforcement, but consistently people respond to pleasurable reinforcement. For example, if you wanted your spouse to call you every night at 6 p.m. when they're on the road, and one night they don't call, and then when they finally do call, you tear into them. What have you taught them? You've taught them calling you equals pain. You say, no, I'm teaching them not calling me equals pain. No, they wanted to call you. They called you on their own. Now's the time to give them reinforcement. I saw this happen with my daughter with her boyfriend. It's like she wanted him to call, and he got busy, and he didn't call. And when he finally called, she would just tear into him. After about 6 weeks of this, he wouldn't call at all. And the next thing you know, the relationship's over. Negative reinforcement is not your goal. So how I got off on this tangent is, if you're in a relationship and you want out of it, don't respond from the past, don't assume the worst, find an empowering meaning, and then if you still see that this is not meeting your needs, and we'll describe how to decipher that in this tape, then obviously you need to take action. The third perspective is you may be in a relationship and you may just be immobilized. You may be just have given up. You may be in repression. You don't want out. You don't want more. You just kind of accept the fact that this relationship just is. And that's probably the worst place to be, because you know what? Pain and pleasure at least will move you. You know, if you're, you know, in a rut, you're in trouble. I hope a wagon's coming down your rut, because it'll get you moving. Because to have a life, you got to have some movement. So if we're talking about relationship, the first thing I want you to think about is, let's say intimate relationship, where are you? Are you in a relationship or not? And what's your perspective? Right? Do you want a relationship? Do you not want a relationship? Do you want more from the one you're in? Do you want out of it? Are you mobilized? Because we need to know where you start. Now, the next question I have for you is, okay, where do you really, really want to be? What would your ideal relationship look like? And I'm going to guide you through a process on this tape to have you actually describe that in detail. But I want you to begin to think about that even now for a moment. I mean, if you could have it any way you want it, what would your intimate relationship be like? What would you guys talk about? What would you laugh about? What would you share? What would you learn together? What would you grow? What would you contribute to each other? How would you make love? What would be the magic times that you'd share? How would you surprise each other? You know, most of us are so busy with all the demands of our lives that we don't take time on the things that are most important. Most people's lives are not working because they're more focused on, you know, the to-dos on their list than the relationships that matter. See, at the end of the day, when I'm teaching someone how to manage their life, I don't just look at their to-dos. I say, what did I achieve today? But the next question I ask them is, who were you today? You know, in terms of your relationships, like I'll say, you know, today I didn't get all these other things done, but I was an extraordinary father today because I spent such great time with my daughter, Jolie. We did these cool things, and they weren't what I intended to do initially, but it's the most important thing to me. And, you know, all of a sudden the day is a victory. Life is relationship, and the quality of your life is directly related to the kinds of relationships that you create and you expand and nurture throughout your life. But it's easy to get off track and get caught up in the doing, isn't it?